The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
State Senator Dwight Loftus stopped by this morning. Senator, when you stop by the studio, you're supposed to have like donuts or something in hand. You showed up empty handed. Well, I mean, what's the story here?
Well, I guess I could run down the street and get a box.
All right, should I go back to the callers and let you run and get the donuts?
Yeah, I'll do that. You want me to do that? That would be good.
State Senator Dwight Loftus in with me for a few minutes this morning. I promise I'll get back to your phone calls. Your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line as well, 877-235-9405. You guys got a lot of work to do when you head back to Columbia in January. Of course, you know, November, this week that the Senate Medical Affairs Committee, I lose track of time. It was this week, right?
They reported out the heartbeat bill.
That's going to be an issue, a lot of issues that you guys, because we're in the middle of a session. Mm-hmm. You guys have a two-year session.
Right.
And so we're in the middle of a session. A lot of things you weren't able to get around to this past spring. Committees have been busy. When you go back in January, you'll jump right back in.
That's right. And there's basically four or five issues right there that's probably going to take a lot of discussion and debate and even filibustering in the Senate. You've got the heartbeat bill. You've got the constitutional carry bill. You've got the educational reform bill. And then you got the question of what are we going to do with Santee Cooper. Then you got the budget on top of that. So I would wish otherwise that we could move things along and get them done. But given the president of the Senate to discuss things at length, we'll probably be a long time on either any of those issues.
All right, the constitutional carry bill. My listeners, they're very interested in that.
Right.
We talk about it quite often. Where does that stand?
Well, it's on the floor now. I mean, it's on the calendar right now, so we can address it when we go back. But I understand that Senator Scott has got his name on it, which will hold up the bill until such time maneuvers can be gotten to get his name off the bill, if he will concede to that, or we can override his name being on there.
And what does it take to override that?
Two-thirds? Gosh, I'm new into the Senate, but it takes a certain number of senators to override that.
Yeah, to let it move forward.
And that's a hard thing to do, I think.
All right, so constitutional carry, the heartbeat bill, and we kind of know where we stand with that. And look, if that's passed and the governor signs it, we can expect it to be challenged in the courts.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? So what? There are a number of states are moving toward that. And I hope that as it is challenged, that will reflect on the mood of the states and the people in the states and have an effect on it. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a heartbeat, you got life.
Yep.
And so I think there's something that we haven't had before, and this targets when life begins. The question of when does life begin, when does conception begin? But if the heartbeat's there, you know there's life.
Right. Yep. Right. All right, education reform. That was a big issue this past year, a lot of discussion. It was the governor's top priority.
Right.
But there are a lot of little details that have to be worked out.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen to that. There's been a senator or two said they were going to filibuster on it. And there's a lot of things that the requests have been made, like smaller class sizes, et cetera, but if you don't have teachers for the smaller class sizes, what can the legislature do about that? So that probably is going to require a lot of debate. We have reduced some of the testing that teachers were complaining about. But one of the things that we do, and I don't know that it's addressed in the bill, but we need more hands-on learning.
Yeah,
more applied learning in our schools.
Yeah, State Senator Dwight Loftus with us for a few minutes this morning, and finally, Santee Cooper. What in the world? Where do we go with Santee Cooper?
Well, that's more complicated than most people would think, because you got the lakes.
Yes.
You got the property, and then you got the generation system. And not only that, then you've got the what they call the holes in the ground, but the, some of those reactors, one of them has been underway. So is there an opportunity for somebody to come in and finish that? So yep. There's so many variables right there.
I still cannot wrap my mind around how we got to this point with Santee Cooper with that much money involved.
Well, the thing about it is, you were a public-private partnership with Scanner.
Yeah.
You can audit legally Santee Cooper because yeah. It's a state entity. Scanner was a private entity.
Yeah.
So do you go in and audit those books? We did not have the wherewithal, I think, to keep up with the actions of what was going on with the books.
A lot of money and time with that, and to think that that it's just going to be wasted, possibly. So, State Senator Dwight Loftus, always good to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. And next time, donuts.
All right, donuts. I'll bring the donuts.
Donuts, yep.